there that are listening.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Buck Keeley. And Buck, of course, has seedcatalog.com. And basically, spring is here, and Buck's back with us. We're going to be talking about beginning to make preparations for your vegetable or other gardens that you're going to be putting in. Hi, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How about you?
We're doing just fine. And why don't you tell us now, it's getting into January, how soon should people start thinking about preparing their vegetable gardens?
Well, it's never too early to start preparing your vegetable garden, no matter where you live, what planting zone you're in. There's things and steps you begin taking early spring to prepare your garden. And this is a fine time as well to mention your fruit trees to prepare your fruit trees for springtime, that you need to prune your trees back and get sprayed for your insects and for other diseases on your trees, that you'll have good fruit come springtime. So this is the time you do your pruning and your spraying. But for your gardens right now, you need to be preparing your garden spot. If you're a first-time gardener and you haven't prepared a garden spot, this is an ideal time to pick that place in your backyard and stake it out where you're going to put your garden and start to layer lasagna your yard with cardboard and newspaper and hay and manure, and to get ready for springtime planting. So it's a good time to prepare your garden. If you don't have a compost pile going on, it's a good time to start a compost pile. And as well, begin planting what seeds you're going to plant. That it takes three things, as we said before on the show, to have a garden, and that's soil, seed, and water. And this is the time to get your seeds so that you can get to the head of the line. And on rare seeds such as we carry for the heirloom seeds, they do tend to leave the shelves fairly quickly as springtime arrives. The heirloom seeds are not something that you can buy at the big box store necessarily or online from your big seed catalogs. The heirloom seeds are something that's done by mom and pop places where they grow the seeds, gather them, and keep them set aside for generation after generation, and that's what we specialize in. So go to your seed catalog, and if you're going to use us, go to seedcatalog.com. Begin choosing what seeds you want, get them ordered in, and that way when it comes time to plant, you'll have your seeds handy and ready to go.
All right, fine. Well, now, when should they actually start the seeds ahead of time, maybe indoors, or should they wait until it begins to warm up? Right now, it's sort of cold, but certainly they ought to be getting the seeds in, and I would simply point out that most people don't understand that most of the seeds being produced and actually put out the big box stores are genetically modified. Will those actually, most of those actually grow year after year, or are they just for 1 year?
Yeah, that when you buy seeds that are not heirloom seeds, most of them you're going to buy is to be hyper-hibernated seeds. That's seeds that has many genetic partners to build the seed out of. And they do that by hybriding these plants against each other. And what happens is they produce a fruit one time. That fruit does not have seeds that's capable of reproducing itself. If you plant those seeds, it will grow something, but it won't grow what you planted. It won't be the same product you planted. But along with that, you're violating the basic principles of nature. You're trying to make things better than what God made them, and that's a great lie of the evil one. We don't make it better. We make it worse when we mess with it.
And, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an organized effort to actually destroy the seed industry. Basically, the wicked people, and I'm talking about Monsanto, Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, they have their doomsday seed bank up there about 600, 800 miles from the North Pole, where they're storing heritage seeds. Why are they destroying heritage seeds? Because they're destroying the seeds here, certainly that are available to the public. So they're actually under armed guard at the Doomsday Seed Bank. You can look it up on the internet. It's not imaginary, but real. They're collecting heritage seeds. Are you?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, certainly this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Buck Keeley, and we're from seedcatalog.com?
Seedcatalog.com, yes.
Seedcatalog.com, and certainly Buck's been with us in the past, and he'll be with us for the next few months as we begin getting people ready to learn how to develop their vegetable gardens. And, of course, off-air, why Buck was saying that the key to everything is composting. You should learn to compost, and actually we've started composting this last year, taking certainly all the vegetables and everything that's left over of organic and putting it into a container and taking it down maybe once a week and putting it onto the compost pile, and then the compost pile has to be turned over. But what you're doing, of course, is creating the sort of soil that things will grow and grow well in it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question on certainly growing, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295, and I'll tell you, last year my son actually grew potatoes. He had these sort of little cloth containers. He put the soil in, put the potatoes in. And we have an amazing amount of potatoes. That's a, certainly an excellent means of actually developing something that you would have to eat that would last for a fairly long period of time. Now, do you sell anything, or should, if we wanted to grow potatoes, would we just get potatoes and cut the eyes out of them? How do you handle that?
Yeah, the potatoes are grown by propagation. The potato plant actually puts on a seed pod, and if you plant the seed, it will grow potatoes, but it won't be what you planted that. It'll grow a different variety. So your potatoes have been bred out, and they are heirloom potatoes, such as your russets and as your baby red, fingerling potatoes and such, but they're grown by propagation, and you use a seed potato for that, and you go down to your local. That's something you can buy via the internet, but I would not recommend it for two reasons. Number one, the shipping is very expensive because of the weight factor. And number two is that oftentimes that the shipments get frozen this time of the year where they're exposed to the elements by the carriers. So go down to your local Grange or your local nursery that deals with organic and heirloom products and buy the seed potato. And what your son used last year was grow bags. And grow bags are something that's kind of unique that's come around in the last couple of years. And they tout a lot of benefits, but they also come at a fairly high price. They are reusable, and they're not a one-time use item. But you could just go down to your local nursery or grain store or your big box store even, and buy a bag of potting soil. Make a slit down the middle of it, and across the top, make an X out of it, and plant your seed potatoes in there, and you'll get probably somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds of potatoes out of a bag of soil by doing that. And at the end of the year, take that soil and put it on your compost pile so nothing's wasted. And then next year, what you can do is take that compost that you've created, and you can put it in a five-gallon bucket that's got some holes in it. We container grow some potatoes last year for a lot of folks. We sell from our nursery our plant starts and so forth, and we sold what we called a bucket of spuds. And I just took five-gallon buckets and drilled a few drain holes in it and put in good potting soil and the seed potatoes and sold those out when they were about halfway mature. And one lady got almost 12 pounds of potatoes out of a five-gallon bucket. And so that you can use a lot of variety as far as options to plant.
All right, well, now, what about tomatoes? Tomatoes is something we always really look forward to. What about, should we actually would be better off starting the tomato plants from scratch, simply from seed? Would we be better off to wait and get the potato plants, certainly, when they're down at the store there, and you can get them 3 or 4 inches high? Of course, I think what we're really trying to do is get people prepared to know how to grow these things. If there isn't any big box store down close at hand where you can buy these things, because I really think we're moving into very difficult times where the structure of society as we've known it is not going to be there. But right now, certainly, let's talk about how we would actually grow the tomatoes from seed.
But you really hit the nail on the head there, Dr. Stan. One of the things that we want to have by gardening is self-sufficiency. And if you're depending on someone to start your plant so you can transplant them, what happens when that's not available? You need to learn to do these things now while you have the luxury of having the learning curve. And they're not difficult to grow. Wherever you live, find a zone chart to find out what zone you live in, growing zone. You can go to seedcatalog.com and click on any of the variety of our seeds, and it'll tell you what zone you're in when you click a link, and it'll tell you the plant time, the number of days to maturity. But basically, for starting your tropical plants, your peppers and your tomatoes qualify as a tropical plant, is as simple as for your tomato plant, 6 weeks before last frost date, and for your pepper plants, 8 weeks before last frost date. So if your frost date is the 1st of May, count back 6 weeks, and that's when you want to start your plant. Now, the way that God has designed these things is they're self-sufficient. So you can take your tomato seeds, and you put them in a soil. The soil needs to be above 55 degrees in temperature, and ideally somewhere between 65 and 70. And that's easy to obtain in your house. On top of a refrigerator is a good place to get the germination temperature, or on top of a hot water tank is a good place to do it. But you take those seeds and you plant them in your container pot, whatever you're using, whether you're using a flat tray and you're putting them in there, or if you've got little grow pots and you're putting them in there, you take the seed, you put them in there, and you keep them damp and dark. That the seeds need no light for germination. So you put the seeds in, and once again, you go to our website, it'll tell you the depth that you plant the seeds. And then you put them in this warm, dark place, and about 3 to 5 days later, you're going to check them and put a little water on them, and then about 6 or 7 days later, you're going to have little sprouted tomatoes popping up. That's when they need the sunlight. And so they have all the nutrients they need in that seed to germinate and produce the plant. And then you bring them when they have some sunlight. You put them on a windowsill where they've got some decent sun coming in off of a southern window. Or you can take just a full-spectrum fluorescent light, which is very inexpensive, a shop light, like you have in your workshop, the fluorescent light bulb, that you buy the light bulb and the kit and the utility for it for $10 or $12. And you set them right above the plant. And as the plants grow, you raise that light up on some strings or chains. And those plants will grow, and you want those plants to grow slow and steady, be compact plants. And about 6 weeks later, those plants will be about 4 to 6 inches tall, dark green and healthy in appearance, and be ready for you to put in the ground outside. So it's that simple to do your plants, and you're not going to be depending upon somebody else to provide for you what you need.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you're interested in actually learning to grow, certainly this is one of the things that Buck will teach us, and then, of course, he has the various things. Now, do we need anything, certainly in the way of a lime or other things to put in the soil? What should be added to the soil other than the things we ordinarily would be getting, say, if we were to buy compost or either buy compost or have our own compost pile?
But the a good organic fertilizer, we sell the organic fertilizer that we put together that we use here at Seed Catalog. We sell that at our site as well. It has five basic ingredients in different proportions, but it's going to have a bone meal, a fish meal. It's going to have potassium that you're going to derive from magnesium. It's going to have potash in it. It's going to have basic trace elements from volcano soil that you add to your garden, which provides those basic nutrients as your garden's growing. That when you would want to fertilize. So you start out with a good soil, and as we talked about last year, that you build soil and you fertilize plants. And so whenever you talk about composting, putting on manure, putting down straw, putting down lasagna matting on your gardens, all that is building your soil. But once the plants are started, then you want to feed the plants. You get them that little extra burst so you get a stronger plant and you get better fruit. And you'll do that by using a good organic, natural fertilizer. Stay away from the chemical derivatives that is produced in laboratories with those photocarbons. Stay with good natural ingredients, because what you eat is what you will put in those plants.
Well, no. What do? Do we sprinkle that around the plant and water it in? Do we put it into the water that we're using around the roots of the plant? How would we get that fertilizer to the plant?
Well, there's two or three ways that when I use rabbit poo and worm poo, which we sell the worm poo on our website. I make a tea out of that. And what that does is it causes the nutrients of that to flow into the fuel. But at the same time, it also allows for the microorganisms to have a better time of digesting this product. So what I do is I take about 1/4 pound of worm poo and I mix it into 5 gallons of water. And then I water my plants with that, just like a direct watering of the plants. For our greenhouses, I do the same thing, but we have injectors where it automatically goes into the water when I water. So it's getting those good nutrients right to the plant. That you can do the same thing with the fertilizer. You can dilute it in water and put it direct to your plants, and you're actually you're making the nutrients faster readable for the roots because you're liquefying it. But for a long, slow effect, I put it on dry. So typically what I do on the young plants is we plant them, I use liquid, and then as they're maturing, I put a handful of dry fertilizer around the base of them that I let the watering seep down to the roots so you get a 3 or 4 week feed out of the dry fertilizer.
And then how often do you fertilize it? I mean, is it every week, every month, once or twice during the growth cycle? How often do you actually fertilize the plants, the vegetable plants?
It depends what you're growing. That short-term plants, I don't fertilize at all. I depend on a good soil. And what's a short-term plant would be things like your radishes, your lettuces, those kind of things that come up very rapidly and harvested in a short period of time, less than 4 to 6 weeks. I fertilize my tomatoes and my peppers and my squash, things that grow through the season. I fertilize those about twice a month.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our guest is Buck Keeley, and he's been with us before, and he'll be with us for the next few months as we begin getting people prepared for the growing season. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a good idea to begin thinking about how you would be able to grow your own food, and just hope and pray that you never need to. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Buck was just talking about what they offer. They actually have sort of seed packs, and you can get individual tomato packs or pepper plants packs or whatever you want. But they also have certainly a whole flock of seeds. In other words, how many things would there be? How many different types of plants and vegetables would there be in the various seed packs that you have? You have, they certainly, the great big long one that you can just store for 20 years and plant an acre, but in the smaller ones, we'll just go through once again how these various seed packs work. You have your minimal one, you have your moderate one, you have your large one, you have your very large one. Just list that for our listeners.
Okay, well, in our value pack, we have the large backyard garden, which will plant about a 30 by 50 garden with all the varieties that you would want in your garden. And then we have a small city garden, which will have the varieties for the small city garden. The same varieties you have in a large garden pack, but a smaller quantity. And the urban garden for the balcony gardener, for a duplex gardener, so it's a small area with a container plant, and it has a smaller subset in those. And then we also have what we call our lovers pack, that we sell a lot of the tomato and pepper lovers packs, and that's one of every variety we carry all in one package. And same thing with the Herb Lovers Pack. And all of these, when we put the value packs together, they're priced between 20 and 30% below retail if you bought them individually. And then we have our seed bank section. We have the basic seed bank, which plants an acre of seed and grain for vegetables and grains, and a personal seed bank, which will have enough for a half acre grains and plants. And then if you buy more than $50 worth of seed in individual packs, we'll pack it for free for you in your own survival seed bank. And what that is it is a PVC pipe that we seal with the seeds inside that's impervious against moisture and light and will keep up to 20 years the seeds in that environment. That it's important that you properly store your seeds, particularly if you're doing long-term storage. And what that seed bank does for you is it provides that environment that will keep them dry and out of sunlight. The only thing you have to do is put it in a moderate temperature to a cold temperature, such as the gates do up in the North Pole area. Just take and put it into your freezer or dig a hole in your backyard, put it there, and or in a cool, dry place if you have a root cellar or something like that, ideal storage for it.
Okay, fine. Now, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Buck, how can people get in touch with you? What's your telephone number? What's your website? How can people get in touch with you?
The best way is if you have internet access is to go to seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com, all one word. And you'll come to our home page, and we're under construction there. We're rebuilding our site from last year, new content, new articles, new information that'll be coming up on a regular basis in the next few days. But on there, you'll see a little icon that says Shop for Seeds. And click on that, and that'll take you into the store. And once you get inside the store, you can see on the left-hand side, it'll have all the different categories of seeds. And there'll be some specials on the front page. And just browse through there and look at what we sell and what you want to plant and choose what you want. And you go right through and order this online. And if you're having some issues and you're not sure what you're looking at, give us a call. And Miss Susan will be glad to assist you in any of yourself. Or you can call us toll free at 888-866-9132, 888-866-9132. And we'll be able to help you by telephone and get you out of catalog or if you have any questions, answer your questions.
All right, now what about worms? Are worms important as far as growing certain vegetables, a vegetable garden? And certainly what about if you're using these large trays or containers to grow things?
But worms are God's greatest composters. That they are essential to soil growth. And if you have worms in your garden, you are blessed. They will all year long work your garden, aerating the soil and producing a compost as they take in the organic material in your garden. If you don't have worms in your garden, if they're not there naturally, don't go out and buy them. That worms are transient. I knew a guy that bought 10,000 African night crawlers and put them in his garden. They all wound up in his neighbor's yard. They migrate, so you can't plant them and make them stay. But if you're so inclined to start a worm farm, that's a wonderful thing for a home gardener to do. And worm farms, they take time and energy, but at the same time, you're sufficiently off the grid producing good soil that you can put into your garden from your worm garden.
And these are all tricks, ladies and gentlemen, that the average person really doesn't think of. In fact, I never would have thought of them if we hadn't had Buck on last year. And we actually got in some worms. We're growing them in containers. And basically, of course, we intend to put them into our garden this year. And we actually have a couple of greenhouses. So we're going to be able to sort of look over our shoulder. Well, if you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Buck, let's get your telephone number out one more time.
It's 1-888-866-9132, 888-866-9132.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
I see you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you've enjoyed the program with Buck Keeley, and I said he'll be coming back on a monthly basis, and he'll be on all of our programs. We think his message is important. We think that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to begin thinking differently. Certainly, those of you who have not heard our talk on the danger of an electromagnetic attack, electromagnetic pulse EMP attack, we actually have the DVD, the talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our last conference. Ambassador Cooper certainly believes in what he's doing. He lives in Virginia. He heads an organization known as High Frontier. But he actually has a place for himself and his family outside of the major metropolitan area because he knows he's read the government reports. And we have the government reports, at least one of them readily available, and they will basically tell you that they expect that total chaos in the cities. Now, basically, we have just finished putting together the 2004 executive report put out by the report on the commission to assess the threat to the United States from an electromagnetic pulse attack. And basically that was a congressional report. It's about 60 pages. You can get it on the internet, but if you want to buy it from us, you can. And we have it nicely bound. And certainly I've just read it through today. And basically they point out so many of the things we have to worry about. People cannot imagine that the whole structure of society would break down. Well, what you do not understand is that the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and the North Vietnamese and the Venezuelans and the people in Pakistan and India have all begun practicing on how they would launch an EMP attack on the United States. That's what certainly you will actually read if you get the book we're carrying. It's called A Nation Forsaken. It's written by a man named Michael Maloff. And Michael was 30 years with the Defense Department. He was the senior policy advisor and reported directly to the Undersecretary of Defense on the sort of things we're talking about. Now he's retired, so he can tell more. Now he's still somewhat limited in what he can say because of the secrecy agreements he signed. But if you read his book, and we have it available, it's called A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken. You'll come to the amazing conclusion that what we're telling you is absolutely right, that the other countries in the world are actually planning on launching an attack on America. Basically, Congress put out these commissions in 2004 and in 2008. You could check out everything I'm saying on the internet, and you really should, because, of course, you want to make sure what I'm telling is the truth. And then, of course, it was 2010 or 2011. The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to begin to prepare for an EMP attack, because we could head this off if certainly we had some extra transformers on hand, and basically if we actually would simply begin taking the initial steps to protect our electronic grid. It would cost perhaps $10 to $20 billion over a 10-year period. That's $1 to $2 billion a year. They've known about this since at least the year 2000. They've known about it for 12 years. By now, we would have nothing to worry about. Why do we have to worry? Why? Because if we had an EMP attack, it would simply burn out the transformers, literally all of them. You would put a pulse out across our grid, and you would simply burn out the transformers in every area where the electromagnetic pulse was felt. And basically, of course, we could have one either coming as a solar storm, in other words, spontaneous, or it could be precipitated by someone who wanted to teach America a lesson. And that would simply be to explode using an intermediate range missile about 200 to 300 miles up in the stratosphere, and a nuclear device. And you did that any place where those waves came to Earth. Why, they would simply get into the electronic grid, and they would wipe out the whole grid in those regions. And we're talking about one explosion, such as would knock out the vast majority of the East Coast. Another one, the central part of the country, would knock out Chicago and the other major cities, and one or two on the West Coast would knock out our major cities. It was five nuclear bombs, and they don't have to be very large for that matter. They would totally disrupt the entire economy of America. And as it says, certainly in the book, A Nation Forsaken, as Ambassador Cooper will tell you in his talk, and if you get the DVD, we'll send along free of charge, with the permission of the Heritage Foundation, a 9-page report that were done by two PhDs. You'll find this in the book, A Nation Forsaken. You'll find this in Ambassador Cooper's talk. All of them agree that within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American people would be dead. Let me repeat that. Within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American people would be dead. People say, well, that couldn't be true. If that was true, we'd be doing something. And the amazing thing is we're not doing anything, despite the fact that the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly in 2010 or 2011 to take steps to protect the American people. Nothing was done. and nothing has been done since that time. We are totally vulnerable, as is much of our military. Certainly the overseas military has at least maintained the ability for communication among the various components of our military. But here in the United States, they're totally dependent upon our domestic electronic, our telephone lines, certainly our cell phone lines, and that all be fried. You say this couldn't be? Well, it can be. In fact, we're offering, as they say, three things right now. One is the DVD of Henry Cooper, which comes with the Heritage Commission report. One is the book, A Nation Forsaken. And the third is the report of the commission to assess the threat to the United States from an electromagnetic pulse. It's about 60 pages, well worthwhile reading. And if you can't get it down off the internet, we'll be glad to sell it to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be glad to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll have open lines. But I think the threat of an EMP attack is really, of course, something very frightening. I've read the book One Second After, and it goes into the background in novel form. What would happen to America in case of an EMP attack? And basically, of course, it would mean the total breakdown of the structure in Washington, D.C., and certainly the total breakdown of the federal structure of our country. Now, maybe this could be used then as a justification for bringing in martial law, which is what they really want. Maybe this would be used as a vehicle for collecting the weapons from the people. Or who knows what this is on hand. But remember, of course, if you believe the Bible, you will realize that America is not to be here as a major force in the end times. Certainly, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you'll see all of the nations that are described there are ready for their attack on Israel, but America is not mentioned. The only place it's mentioned, and certainly people would disagree with me, but I believe I'm probably right, and that is a reference to Babylon, alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots, the center of all economic trade in the world. And basically, of course, Babylon is destroyed, and the merchants of the world weep, because they have no place, of course, to trade their goods. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We have John calling from New York. Hi, John. Are you upstate New York?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Good evening. I'm glad you are talking about the EMP. I wondered if you had heard anything about an EMP attack on that cruise ship that lost power off the coast of western coast of Mexico a year or so ago. Navy had to haul food out to them. They lost all power, no water, no air conditioning, no comfort, heat or air. Do you recall that incident?
Well, I recall the incident, but I really don't know anything at all about that being an EMP attack. It could have been, because basically if it was an EMP attack, it would have involved much more than simply one ship. Now, I'm not saying that they couldn't do this. I believe that they have the capacity, certainly with the weapons the military has, to zero in on one ship. Maybe that's what happened. I just had never heard of that even suggested. Go right ahead.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because there was never really an adequate explanation for their loss of power. And for a ship-wide loss of power like that would be very unusual, especially in the modern day. And there was a report of a UFO that looked suspiciously like a cruise missile at the time. And the Chinese have been flexing their muscles, and their nation was mentioned as a possible perpetrator of the incident. However, another incident I wanted to ask you about was the Japanese earthquake tsunami combination a couple of years ago. Ooh. And John Lear, pardon, Doctor?
You'll go right ahead.
Yeah, John Lear, he's the son of the Lear jet developer. He mentioned on a late night talk show or some time ago that the Israelis detonated a nuclear weapon, a subsea nuclear weapon, and caused that tsunami. And I've been having difficulty finding out about the landside damage from that earthquake, and I'm beginning to wonder if there really was very much earthquake damage and just tsunami damage on
I don't think Mr. Lehrer can prove this was Israeli. We do know that they have done experiments to actually demonstrate that you can produce massive tsunamis for the use of a nuclear bomb. And this was actually done, I believe, off the coast of New Zealand, certainly after the Second World War. So they know they can do this sort of thing. The question is, did somebody do this, or was this an act of God? We don't know. We can always be suspicious, John, but if I don't know, I'm certainly not going to get up and make an accusation and blame the Jewish or blame the communists or blame whoever it would be. I mean, I think that's irresponsible. We can say that it is possible to do it, but everything is top secret. And, of course, the question is, if there is a question at all, why won't they open up the files? And they're not going to open up the files on it because everything is secret. They do not want the American people to know what they're doing or that other people are doing. We really don't know, but it's an interesting conjecture, and I've often wondered myself, well, was this an act of God, or was this an act of man, or was this an act of Lucifer, who has such a strong and stranglehold on the people in Washington, D.C. today? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but John, there really are satanic forces alive and well in America and throughout the world today. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to mention that that was not an off-the-cuff statement. He had some indications that the Israelis were plenty angry at the Japanese for their underhanded international arms deal or something like that. But I just wanted to mention that, but especially about that low-level EMP attack on that. That was just a message to the U.S. that the Chinese are not going to let us be the bully of the world. But in any case, it's good talking with you, Dr. Stan.
Hey, well, John, I appreciate so much your calling. And basically, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's got a sort of open lines. And right now, let's go to Bruce is calling from Derbert, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay, it's Durand.
Oh, Durand. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to be the bully of the world, but I got a feeling it'll be a combination of people, probably the Turks. That's the king of the north. They're in NATO, and they used to be part of the Roman Empire. My old pastor used to say that's where the Antichrist will come from. Okay, I had a question here. What's up with France? It's kind of connected. Is their economy so bad they need a foreign distraction like Syria, Libya, and now Mali? Or I know they used to run that part of the world, but they were cowards for a long time too, weren't they? They just left everybody alone.
Is their economy
dependent now on their foreign policy? They got to boost their military budget or something.
All I know is that basically all of these countries are simply subservient to the United States. We give the orders, and I really believe that they're acting as surrogates from America. For patient people out there in the audience who don't know, France has attacked Mali, of all places, and supposedly they're going to put down the radical Islamic movement.
They created in Libya.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because basically France is having real economic problems there. Automobile production, I think last year was 3.2 million, or the year before last, that would be 2011, was 3.2 million vehicles. It was only 2 million last year. France is really a basket case economically. Now, I don't think that they're simply doing what they're doing. I think they're doing what they're doing because they're being told what to do. And I really believe that the Brotherhood of Darkness is certainly directing everything going on today. I don't know whether you've noticed, but the United States just happens to be sending troops to 35 nations in Africa to help them establish their democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, most of those people are dictatorships. But we're sending those troops there so we can control
them. The Christians over there are still getting killed in Africa.
Of course they are. And basically, of course, when they disarm the Christians in Rwanda, then they actually allowed the Hutus to kill 800,000 Christians in Rwanda. They were the Tutsis. And basically, Bill Clinton was saying, don't use the word genocide. Don't use the word genocide. If you use the word genocide, we'd have to do something. Yeah, we'd have to do something to protect the Christians. And Bill Clinton hates Christians. Bill Clinton's part and part. He's a very, very evil man. And of course, despite the fact that he's constantly being built up by our media, and we see these pictures of the gray-haired man just talking about all these altruistic things, he's a very evil man, as is his wife. But they're part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness. But certainly, I can't tell you why France is doing what they're doing, but I will tell you that France would not be acting unilaterally. They're doing what I believe we're telling them to. They and so many other countries are simply surrogates of America. We have our troops stationed all throughout Europe. We have 45,000 troops stationed in Germany. Why do we have 45,000 troops stationed in Germany, 35,000 troops stationed in Japan, 25,000 troops stationed in South Korea? Why are we sending our troops to 35 nations throughout the world? We have an empire. And there's not one person in 1,000 in America who really understands what's going on. And they're using the financial and military power of America to bring about the one world government. And these people have no loyalty to America. In fact, they're in the process of effectively undermining and destroying our nation today.
Well, I wonder, is France doing this grudgingly, or are they eager to do stuff like this?
I have no idea. I'm not privy to anything other than the realization that there's no way that France would defy America. In fact, no nation of the world dares to defy America. If they do, why, we sent the assassination teams in, and we simply kill the people there. And basically, our president has a kill list. I mean, he has declared, I have the right to kill anyone I want to. And he has a kill list, and they kill people throughout the world, and they kill people in America. It's amazing how many people I've interviewed through the years, and they've died under various mysterious circumstances subsequently. And
I just hope they don't require us to get their fat out of the fire, you know.
Well, it's going to be. Okay. We're living in terribly difficult and frightening times. But of course, we realize this is a spiritual battle, a battle between good and evil. Unfortunately, our leaders are on the wrong side.
That's for sure.
Okay, our number is 1-888-24 Liberty. Thanks very much for calling, Bruce. Really appreciate it. Bye bye.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and just how corrupt is the world today? Well, of course, I like to read the New York Times, not that I agree with it, but sometimes you get fascinating information out of it. And I was reading an article just this evening about a man named Jimmy Savile. He was an Englishman. He died when he was about 80 years old. He was certainly a comedian, very well known in England, very well liked. He worked for the BBC. And, of course, he had been knighted by the Queen of England. He had been knighted by John Paul II, Pope John Paul II. He had over 400 and almost 450 complaints against him for sexual molestation. He had well over 200 people that they know he molested sexually. And yet nothing was ever done to him all during his lifetime. Certainly the... They said, you know, the prosecutors in England said, oh, shucks, we just didn't do a very good job. The people at Scotland Yard said, well, you know, basically, of course, we just didn't understand, you know, certainly what was going on. 450 complaints, almost 450 complaints about sexual molestation, and they have no idea what's going on. Knighted by the Queen of England, knighted by Pope John Paul II. How could you explain this, ladies and gentlemen? At the higher echelons of the Catholic Church are all sorts of pedophilia and sexual abnormalities, and certainly the Queen of England had to know what's going on. They would check somebody out before they would knight them. And over 450, almost 450 complaints for sexual molestation, over 200 people they know were sexually molested, and how many others were afraid to come forward? Because this man, of course, had friends in very high places. And this is not simply in England. We know, if you haven't read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, by John DeCamp. He was a state senator, and I believe in Nebraska, and he traces pedophile ring that went from Boys Town in Kansas right into the White House. This is not imaginary. This is real. But we don't like to talk about this sort of thing. We don't like to talk about the evil that exists in the world today. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness will explain how all of these secret societies, and there are secret societies, not imaginary, they're real, how they all fit together, and of course what motivates them and the common denominator behind all of them. Brotherhood of Darkness you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927. And of course, if you'd like to get a case of the books and help us get it in reprint, we have between 50 and 100,000 copies out now. And basically, I think it's closer to 100,000. I don't know. But if you'd like to help us get this will probably be the last printing because, as you know, I'll be 84 next year, and I don't think I'll be doing that many more printings. But if you'd like to help us, why, of course, you can get a case of books at 64. You can get them for less than $2.40 each. And you'll get a free CD. A 4-CD set or free DVD that we've done to help you defray the shipping. But if you'd like to get it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 because the most important thing you can do today, if you can get people to read this, it could very well change their lives, not only economically, but spiritually, because this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a 4-CD set where we talk to people who were very much intimately involved with the murder of Martin Luther King and trying to preserve his legacy. And we even have a book written by the man who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to actually bring a lawsuit against one of the men involved in the conspiracy. And they actually had the trial. They had a judge. They had something. But, of course, all the press was told to stay away. They were all there the first day, and then they all left and never came back with the trial. It went on for many weeks. And the jury came in, and yes, there was a conspiracy behind the murder of Martin Luther King. It wasn't James Earl Ray, but they left him in jail. just the same. It didn't matter. Of course, that's the last thing in the world, is they want the American people to know the truth. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of John Kennedy. You'll hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. And we're going to be talking about the final countdown. We are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the fulfillment of prophecy. I mean, basically, of course, you go back 2,000 years ago, it was prophesied that Israel would return, the Jews would return to the Holy Land. Has any other race ever returned to their source of origin? And none of them ever have. The Hittites didn't go back. The Phoenicians didn't go back, but the Jews did. And, of course, they were brought back, and people give you all sorts of explanations for why they're there, and certainly there were some very evil people involved in the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land. But I believe God is behind all of this, and I think we're seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. And you go back and read Ezekiel 38:39. Look at the nations lining up against Israel today for this coming war, and they were prophesied back in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Read it, get an analysis of that, and then understand we are watching the final countdown. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monty. It's always a joy to be on, and it's always a great opportunity to speak about what's going on in current times. And as we always talk about, you know, the irony is that it shouldn't really catch us off guard if we read the Bible, but that's the problem. People scoff and mock the Bible like I used to do before I'd pick it up and actually read it. And that's the ultimate height of hypocrisy. If you're going to make a bold statement that you shouldn't even read the Bible, or it's, like I used to say, it was a book full of errors and contradictions whipped up by men, and, you know, you don't want to read that or they're going to brainwash you. But if you're going to make that statement, you think you at least investigate, at least read it, at least once. But unfortunately, most people don't. And believe it or not, what I'd like to talk to you about tonight kind of gives us the idea of why there's such that scoffing attitude, which is ironic because the Bible talks about in the last days, specifically in Peter, the book of Peter, that scoffers would come in the last days. And what they would do, they'd scoff about the creation account, that God is the one who literally created this world, and he's real, and he's also the one who already literally judged this world once with a worldwide global flood, and only 8 people survived because of sin and wickedness, just like we see today. But also we see that because they scoff at the creation account, they scoff at his second coming, Jesus' second coming. And they mock the God and say, "Come on, we don't see any evidence of this this creation from you, and we've got it all figured out now with this evolution thing."
and our so-called science. And so we don't, where's this coming of his? You know, nothing ever changes. You guys keep saying this, blah, blah, blah. The Bible actually predicted that commonplace attitude that I just described to you nearly 2,000 years ago. But it said, when you start hearing people making comments like that, you better wake up, because that's a sign you're living in the last days. And that's because the Bible's replete that the Bible says, how do you know you're living the last days? We've talked about, as you just opened up the program tonight, Dr. Monteith, the Jewish people. You better pay attention to what's going on with those folks, because God's not done with them, and they are a major key player in the seven-year tribulation. The Bible talks about modern technology and the rise of that, and worldwide upheaval and earthquakes and famines and pestilences and wars, but also falsehood. One of the very first things that, in fact, the first thing Jesus warned his disciples when they asked the question, what's the sign of your coming in the end of the age? The first thing he says is, watch out that no one deceives you. The last days are going to be characteristic of deceit, deceit, deceit. And one of those deceits is the lie of evolution.
Well, we're seeing a lot of deceit today, ladies and gentlemen, on every front. We're being lied to. The media is controlled in America. You're not getting the truth. And so they tragically... they've effectively neutralized the opposition. They've neutralized so much of our church. They've changed the music of our church. Have you noticed it's changed? Have you noticed how we never speak of fear of God any longer? God bringing a punishment on nations to turn against him? We'll be right back. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting thing. I just finished up that volume you're talking about, The Rise of Apostasy, on the Final Countdown study, but I tell you what, it's just such an eye-opener. It took us 6 DVDs to go through that, just to expose what's going on in the church today. But you know, people say, well, the world's getting bad, and that's not fair, and you know, why is God this and that? Hey, listen, it's all over the place. It's not just the world, it's even the church in the last days is succumbing to the wickedness of society. It's unfortunate, not condoning it, of course. But God always has his true remnant as well. And you can't go wrong with the scripture. But what I'd like to talk to you tonight, Dr. Monteith, about is continuing on the theme of the sign before that, and that's dealing with the rise of falsehood. And that's what Jesus said. His disciples come to him, the first thing out of his mouth to indicate that it's getting close to his second coming is it's going to be a time of massive deceit. He says in Matthew 24, he repeats it over and over again, that passage there, there's going to be a time of utter deception, repeatedly promoted by false Christs, false prophets, with their false teaching. And it's such a powerful false teaching and deceptive time that it's going to even come close to deceiving even the elect, if that were possible. And that's why he ends that passage there with, see, I told you ahead of time. In other words, we need to be on our guard in the last days that nobody comes along with a false teaching, some false teacher, some false prophet, some false Messiah, who's going to deceive us. Don't listen to him. Stick to the Bible. Stick to what Jesus said. And believe it or not, folks, as weird as this might sound, one of the biggest, and I truly believe, it might sound kind of weird at the outset, but I truly believe that one of the biggest false teachings that has arisen in these last days to help usher in the Antichrist kingdom is the lie and the false teaching of evolution. And you go, gosh, what's that got to do with end times prophecy? Believe it or not, folks, when you understand the Antichrist game plan that's a recorded portion in the Bible, it has everything to do with it. First of all, when you don't believe in the literal creation account, which is in the Bible, the very first page, chapter 1, chapter 2, okay, and then if you can't believe that, then why believe the rest of the Bible? That's just a logical conclusion. So if something could come down the pike, i.e. evolution, and convince you to scoff and be one of those people that was predicted the Bible would come in the last days, a scoffer, okay, then guess what you're going to do? You're not going to pick up the Bible. Well, why would the enemy want to do that? Well, because the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells us exactly what he's going to do, what he's up to, step by step, the game plan of what he's doing. So if he's getting close to pulling it off, okay, and we're fast approaching those days, folks, then the last book he wants you in is the Bible. So he's got to get it into your brain. Don't ever pick it up. 92%, I believe the stat is, 92% of American households, Christian or non-Christian.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Pastor Billy is saying that we can. One of the things we're told in the scriptures about the last days is that there is going to be falsehood, and we're going to believe a lot of things that just aren't true. And so, Jesus talked about that in Matthew 24. And today there is just so much falsehood out here. And I know I graduated from the University of California with honors and Phi Beta Kappa Chi and all of these things. And I thought I was so smart because, well, I'd been indoctrinated. And ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Billy is pointing out one of the major things that they push is evolution. And basically, of course, if evolution is true, then the Bible is a lie. And basically, you shouldn't believe anything at all. I mean, after all, they tell us, everybody tells us, turn on the Discovery Channel, turn on the History Channel, turn on your television, and over and over and over again, you hear about, 500 million years ago or 2 billion years ago. And, well, if that's true, then the Bible's a lie. Or either that, or there's a coordinated effort to use the mass media and our educational system to deceive us into believing evolution is true and the Bible is false. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, it's a good thing, Dr. Monteith, that we've never seen in history any example of any Antichrist-type figure use the power of media propaganda to dupe people. Of course, I'm being facetious. His name was Hitler. And unfortunately, we don't want to admit it, but folks, they're doing the same thing to you and I in the media today. They have control of the media. They have control of the educational system. And as one guy had rightly stated, he says, here in America, our so-called educational system, with all due respect, he said it's not so much as it is an education as it is an indoctrination. We're not taught so much how to critically think as it is what to think. And folks, that's a world of difference. That's been going on. And so what they do, they know the axiom, just like Hitler did. If you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. If you got control of all the major inputs that people receive information from, the media outlets, the educational outlets, the magazines, everything, TV, you name it, you just keep pumping out that lie. And then you squelch anything to the contrary, and then get people to scoff at the one book that disproves you, the Bible. You fool people, and that's exactly what's going on the planet. But we basically did, Dr. Monteith, that, you know, I've taught on this many a times, and in the past, we've actually got a 41 DVD set on creation, dealing with this on a massive level, with all the evidence, scientific, geological, archaeological, just logical information, exposing the lie of evolution. And on this final countdown setting, The Rise of Falsehood, we dealt with it, basically took 41 and compressed it to 2, believe it or not. And it was only be able to hit the highlights, but I wanted it fit the evidence of the last days because it explains what the Antichrist is up to. But of course, they didn't want to take 41 weeks to do it. But I just want to hit some highlights tonight that you can see, folks, from that study. You can get it on the final countdown or other studies. And the first obvious one, and this is the one that they started to make some headway, but boy, did they rise up big time and try to smash any headway of it going into our school system. And that's, of course, the argument of intelligent design. The Bible says in the book of Romans since the creation of the world, chapter 1, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have clearly been seen and being understood from what's been made, i.e. creation, so that men are without excuse. And that's just one passage, Old Testament, New Testament, in the Bible, that clearly says we came from God. We didn't come from the goo to the zoo to me and you. We came from God, okay? And that's what the Bible talks about. And it's pure logic, okay, because God has left behind for us, and that's what Paul says there in the book of Romans, that his invisible qualities are seen, i.e. God is seen, that he is real, his existence, his handiwork, in what he has made, okay? And it's a classic analogy. If I were to actually tell you tonight on this radio program that my watch here, my little digital watch, it's got a couple buttons on here, that I actually found it on the way into this radio interview tonight, over in a ditch that was right across the street from my office here. And I'm convinced that how it got there was over millions of years of rain and erosion. And the sticks in the mud got struck by some lightning bolt and out popped this watch. If I truly, truly, truly believe that, okay, what would you say? You'd laugh. You'd say, man, shut it off. This preacher's crazy. I'm going to listen to him. Okay, but isn't that what evolution says? That's a watch with 12 moving parts, okay? And our bodies with an estimated 50 trillion cells, which all had to be there with all of our organs all at the same time, fully functioning. You're going to say that happened by chance? But a watch with 12 moving parts, roughly, can't? It's crazy. You know, if I were to sit in my garage and I had just an endless supply of apples, and if I took a firecracker and inserted it into an apple, lit it, and blew it up, and I repeatedly did that, let's say a million times, after a million times, after randomly blowing up, adding energy to that apple, could I ever produce another child? I have two kids, but maybe I need another one to help out with the yard work. I don't know. Okay, how many times would it take me to put a firecracker in an apple to blow it up to produce a kid? Never. What is it? What about a billion years worth of blown up apples? I don't care if it's a trillion years. It's never going to happen, right? Well, folks, that's what evolution says. You know, we all came from the supposed Big Bang, and which is kind of ironic because they used to say that the Big Bang theory, that it all started with this big, giant, massive thing of dirt that was thousands and thousands of miles across. Well, then it got continually shrunken until now the latest premise is it's a little tiny infinitesimal dot, a little piece of ball of dirt. But then you got to apply some logic. Well, wait a second. If we all came from a little tiny piece of dirt, first of all, where'd the dirt come from? Because logic tells you that if ever there was a time when there was nothing, then we'd have nothing today. And nothing can come from nowhere. So where did the dirt come from? Who made the dirt? Well, of course, the biblical and logical answer is, well, God did it. And God, by nature, is self-existent. He doesn't have a beginning. So that explains it. Case closed, turn the page, and keep learning. But that's not what they say. And in fact, the evolutionists don't even agree with themselves. They'll often also say that there'll be the camp that says, well, it came from a little ball of dirt, and we don't have an answer for that dirt. We call that the X factor, which is their fancy, smanchy way of saying we have no stinking idea. But then there will be people who say, well, believe it or not, and this is actually printed in textbooks today. They will say that we actually began from, and I'm not making this up. Look, pay attention to what your kids are being taught in school, in public school, that they came from nothing. Wait a second. If we came from nothing, if ever there was a time when there was nothing, then we'd have nothing today. Okay? Do I have my checkbook and there's nothing in my checkbook, and I just close the little checkbook, and then I reopen it, and then something appears? It doesn't work that way. Something has to be put into it. And so it's crazy, but that's what's being taught. And then that's just pure logic when you're talking about origin. You know, God, again, as the Bible says, has given us so much evidence in what he has made. Let me just give you a couple examples of the intricacy of everything that God has made. Folks, it doesn't matter if you look into the telescope, to the stars, and all the things, the amazing design that takes place in our universe, or you go all the way down to the microscope and bacteria. It's all incredibly designed. It's God's handiwork through and through. Let me give you just some design of our own body. Okay, our kidneys contain approximately 280 miles of tubes, and they filter 185 quarts of water a day from our blood. Okay, that's a pretty sophisticated plumbing system. And, of course, we all know that plumbing in our houses just evolved over millions and millions of years. No, that was designed and put in there. Did you know that our heart pumps 5,000 gallons of blood a day? It beats approximately 100,800 times a day, or 2,500,000,000 times in the average lifetime. Wow, that's a pretty good engine. I mean, how would you guys like to have an engine that would last that long? Oh, wait a second. That's right. Engines just, as a result of lighting a stick of dynamite in a used auto parts factory, you just blow it up and out pops an engine. No, they're designed, aren't they? Our brains. How about the average brain, folks? It weighs about 3 pounds, contains 12 billion cells, each of which is connected to 10,000 other brain cells, making 120 trillion connections. The brain controls, obviously, as we know, hearing, sight, smell, speech, eating, resting, learning. It stores so much memory data that by the age of 40, it would take the Empire State Building full of computers just to store the same amount of information. Okay? I mean, that's a pretty sophisticated computer. Oh, that's right. We all know that computers come from an explosion in a Radio Shack store. Oh, that's right. No, that's not where they come from. They're designed by a team of engineers. Interesting. DNA. Did you know the DNA molecule in our bodies is the most complex molecule in the universe? Its code, folks, is so unbelievably complex that if you could type it all out, the code, okay, it would create enough books to fill the Grand Canyon 40 times. That's wild. Okay, in fact, your body has, again, 50 trillion cells, estimate, with each cell having 46 chromosomes, okay? But if you took out all the chromosomes out of your body, it would only fill up 2 tablespoons worth. Okay, but if you were to stretch them all out and you tied them all together, one person's chromosomes would reach from the Earth to the Moon and back 5 million times. That's compressed pretty good. That's amazing. But that's just the human body, folks. And again, what did the Bible say? It says this. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, including your own body. Okay, and it says this, so that men are without excuse. You take a look at just how your body is made up, folks, and then you compare with logic, whether it be a plumbing system, whether it be an engine, whether it be a computer, whether it be a compression data disk or something like that. And if you see that your body is more complex than all of those things, infinitely so, and those were all designed using intelligence and an engineer, and you're going to say your body evolved from the goo? Folks, that's completely illogical. And that's why God says, listen, nobody's going to get to heaven. Nobody's going to stand before me and say, hey, listen, God, you can't judge me. This isn't right. You can't send me to hell because I just didn't know about your existence. Hey, yes, you did. It's obvious in everything that he's made. But let me give you some bacteria. Okay, the cell. Okay, just the tiny little cell, folks, that we have in our body. First of all, evolution would have you and I believe that there's such a thing called a simple cell. That's a lie. There is no such thing on the planet in existence as a simple cell. The so-called most simplest of cells, according to evolution, is called the paramecium. The paramecium, when they begin to investigate it, folks, is actually more complex than the space shuttle, which is the most complex machine that man has ever built. It's all evidence of design, which implies the designer, and that designer is God.
And I think that's so vitally important, that things don't just happen by accident. And you look simply at the hand, you know, certainly, I think as complex as that hand is, I used to operate on them all the time, truly miraculous the way it's put together. It would be hard to design something that efficient. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, you mentioned the hand, Dr. Monteith, as you were saying that, maybe remind me of the eye. In fact, Charles Darwin actually even said to you, said that the eye evolved. I do agree. It seems absurd. So even he said it's pretty wild. Because you look at the eye. Look at your eye. It's every organ. I mean, the ear that you're listening to this broadcast is incredibly sensitive and complex. We can't build stuff like that. The eye, of course, it can see the way that it does. And it's way more complex than a video camera. We do all kinds of video. But your eye does video work. Basically, every day when you get up, it cleans itself, and it has the aperture, the focus, and you can see and color and effect. And then that's just your eye. Your eye, the last time I checked, with all due respect, it doesn't work too well if it's not connected to your brain. Your brain doesn't do any good if it's not connected to a skeletal structure with your muscles that, of course, is linked with your lungs that keeps air going. It's also connected to your heart that keeps the blood flowing to your brain and the oxygen, all that stuff. And that doesn't do any good if you don't have any skin to keep it all together and the tendons and stuff like that. Folks, it's wild. If you're not going to say that a video camera was created because a car crashed into an optometrist store, then how could you say that your eye did, which has to be connected to the other parts of your body in order to function correctly? It's crazy. I'm telling you, folks, we're being lied to. The only reason why people, I have learned, Dr. Monteith, believe in evolution is because they have not been allowed to take a look at the evidence to the contrary and use the brain that God gave them and apply simple common sense logic. Because when you look at the facts scientifically, folks, of how we were created, it takes more faith to believe and maintain an evolutionary mindset than it does to believe what the Bible says, that God is real and he's the one who's created us. Okay? In fact, the Bible says that that's exactly why people continue to believe that. Once again, the Bible says that the reason why people scoff is because they want to follow their ungodly desires. And when you look at these guys and what they're doing, they freely admit that they refuse. This isn't based on hard evidence, it's evolution. They refuse to believe, to the contrary, special creation, because they realize if you believe in creation, then that means there's a creator. If there's a creator, then he is the one who makes the rules. If he makes the rules, then I don't get to be my own God and get to do my own thing. And, folks, I'm not making this up. Let me give you just a couple of those quotes. George Wald, he admits it. He says, when it comes to the origin of life, there's only two possibilities, creation or spontaneous generation. There is no third way. Spontaneous generation was disproved. This is evolution. He's saying it. He says, spontaneous generation was disproved 100 years ago. But that leads us to only one other conclusion, that of supernatural creation. He says, listen, we cannot accept that on philosophical grounds. Therefore, we choose to believe the impossible, evolution, that life arose spontaneously by chance. Arthur Keith said, evolution is unproved and unprovable. We believe it because the only alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable. Okay? It's crazy, folks. Bertrand Russell says the only reason, he says, you know, I guess the reason why we jumped to Darwin's Origin of Species is because it freed us up to fulfill our sexual mores. They admit it. It's exactly what the Bible predicted. The reason why these guys maintain this isn't because it's hard facts based on hard science and great logic. It's because they don't want there to be a God. So they come up with this whacked out lie called evolution. And again, how does this fit with Bible prophecy? Because you have to get people away from the Bible, because the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells you what the Antichrist is up to. You
hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Pastor Billy simply talks about the amazing function of the eye, the body, all the things that have to do simply with the human society, just looking at the hand. None of these things could simply have evolved. And many of the people who lead the evolutionary movement realize that there is no way of explaining the world we live in. But, of course, they have to embrace evolution because they don't want to believe in God. And this is how they reject God. They come up with a totally fallacious concept. There is absolutely no evidence of evolution, and yet that's what they teach in our schools. They will not allow a mention of God or Ten Commandments or prayer. Why did they take that out of the schools? Because they wanted to destroy the faith of the American people. And now, two generations later, why are we surprised, or why should we be surprised, when we see growing violence and certainly a growing crime, we see school shootings, all of these things, because these people don't believe, of course, there is responsibility and that we will one day face God and have to explain what we've done. So basically, there are two alternatives. Either God created the heavens and the earth, or he didn't. And the people who embrace the latter philosophy do it because they hate God. And there really are people who hate God and do not want to acknowledge the fact we are responsive to him and to his commandments. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that leads to the other reason why I truly believe that exposing the lie of evolution, this false teaching, this deceit that Jesus warned about in Matthew 24 as a sign before he's getting ready to come back, that it needs to be dealt with, and it fits with Bible prophecy, is because of that. That's the other sign, is because of the wickedness that we see. Folks, why do you think society is getting so horrible? Okay, it's pure logic. It's common sense. A person behaves based upon what they believe, okay? And if you don't believe, if you listen to evolution, and then therefore you don't believe in a God, guess what you're going to do? You're going to behave like it. You're going to behave ungodly. If you think that there is no origin, there's no reason, there's no special nature to life, you're not going to respect life. You're going to take life. You're going to kill somebody just for a pair of sneakers. Okay? And so if you tell kids from growing up that they came from a worm, they came from a slime, they came from an ape, why are we shocked when they act like apes and they treat each other like slime? Okay, it's a direct correlation. What you believe determines how you behave. Okay, and you also need to get rid of the Judeo-Christian ethic, because the Antichrist is going to usher in a one-world religion. Okay, that you cannot have if you believe in the Judeo-Christian ethic and teaching. Okay, he's also going to usher in a one-world government where one man, the Antichrist, is going to take over the planet. And the Bible says that our Creator, in fact, our founding fathers said, is our rights are endowed by our Creator. They don't come from the Antichrist, okay? And that we have certain rights that are given by God, and that we're also special creation. Evolution is needed for all this stuff to keep you away from the Bible, to find out what the Antichrist is doing, to get a society to get extremely wicked. Well, why? Why would they want this society to get so wicked? Because you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. Is the game plan, folks, and they do it repeatedly on a multitude of different levels. And so if society goes crazy and haywire and becomes threatening towards us and our security, then that becomes the great opportunity for them to step in and say, hey, look at all these problems. Look at all this wickedness. Look at all these wars. Look at all these bombs. Look at all these people killing each other. Look at all this stuff. Look at all this immorality. Well, you need somebody to step in and take control, don't you? And that's exactly what we're being corralled into crying out for. Well, how did that all get created? Well, you took away the existence of God in the minds and hearts of people. He's been there the whole time. He's eternal. You're not going to get rid of him. Okay, but that's what evolution does. And so you get rid of that. Here comes wickedness. Create that crisis. Here comes the Antichrist. He becomes your new, quote-unquote, savior. So So evolution on a multitude of levels is needed in order to usher that in. Also, evolution is going to be used by the Antichrist folks to justify the murder of billions of people. We've already talked about this before, Dr. Monti, did you know, on other programs, and that's how, you know, population control. He was saying, these people actually, in this quote-unquote utopia, Antichrist utopia that they're building, folks, in order for that to take place, they have to annihilate 90% of the population of the planet. 90% of the population of the planet.
And they really are doing this. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the papers at Dow and read magazines, they will tell you that the fertility rate is falling. Oh, people are having less and less children here in California. Why we're not having enough children certainly to reproduce population. And the explanation is, oh, well, people have putting off having children. They're using contraceptives. That's the reason. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning us, certainly. The mercury, the aluminum in the vaccines, it decreases fertility. Certainly aspartame, which is in 14,000 products, decreases fertility. Certainly the fluoride in your drinking water decreases fertility. The aluminum they spray in the atmosphere decreases fertility. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to realize, of course, what's happening, and the fact that they are simply poisoning the population, not only of America, but of the whole world. That's one reason for the massive vaccine programs, where, of course, they put in all sorts of things there to destroy fertility, and the average person has little or no understanding of what's really going on in the world today, and nobody's going to tell them. Well, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead, pick the story up.
Well, you know, that brings up a whole other issue, and it's just going to get even worse than that, Dr. Monti. You know, people don't want to believe in actual sterilization that's going on. It's been used, folks, it's been documented in other countries for years, and we just don't want to think that that would actually be done upon us, the populace here in America. But it's even more than that, and you start to take a look at now what's even coming out. Of course, it's been there the whole time, but it's starting to leak out. Now with the healthcare law, there's going to be things like they have over in Europe, death panels. And you think of, well, they're going to keep you, because what's the end time goal? The end time goal is to reduce 90% of the population. Once you understand that, then you understand everything else of what they're trying to do with the abortion and then sterilization. But that's probably not working too fast, so what are you going to do? So you don't just start inside the womb and killing the population. You need to start doing it outside the womb, not only with sterilization, but you need to start to dictate who gets to live and who doesn't. And, folks, that's already been coming out right now in the healthcare law that was passed, and that they're going to start providing that, okay, because it's going to come down to it's a rationale. We've been conditioned to this, to accept this phrase, quality of life. And now that we're conditioned to that, now they're going to have the control of the healthcare, and then with the healthcare, they're going to control the quality and what kind that you get. Now, what's going to happen is that you're going to, just a bit, you know, if you get there in age, then it's a dollars and cents thing. You're going to cost too much money to, you know, you've lived a good life, you've had a good quality of life, and you've lived 60 years or whatever, it's your patriotic duty to just end your life. Or if you don't want to do it, we'll do it for you. And we'll take care of that. And because we're not going to let you get the treatment that you need, and you're just going to die. You think it's crazy, folks? You check it out. And that's where we are headed. In fact, over in Europe, I just got this a couple weeks ago, they've been not only doing assisted suicide for adults, and of course they're starting with the elderly and people with Alzheimer's and other diseases, terminal diseases, whatever. And we've kind of gone along with that. But now, was it Belgium? I forget. I got the article. And they're also now extending it to teenagers. And, you know, because suicide is one of the major causes of death, even here in America. And so now they're going to say, okay, yeah, now you can teenager. And you start at the extremes, and you work yourself in towards the ultimate goal. And slowly but surely, they're getting the clamps around everything that they want. And you're going, well, this is crazy. Why would they do this, people? This is wicked. This is evil. I'm telling you, folks, it will make no sense. Until you understand in the last days.
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is simply pointing out the fact that there is a plan to kill off 90% of the population of the world, and basically that's what the death panels are, certainly that we see with the Obamacare, but they certainly are doing everything they can with abortion to actually kill off the young, and certainly the Obamacare will kill off the elderly. They certainly poisoning so much of the water, the air, and the food that we have, and that, of course, basically lowers fertility rate. They know suddenly that so many of the products that we eat, that they inject into us, lower fertility, but they don't want the public to know. This is all part of the population control agenda that's being enacted today, part of the evil of destroying God's highest creation, which is mankind. And yet the fact that the other people, the wicked people, control the media shows the average individual has very little insight into what's going on. Pastor Billy, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website? Now, we do carry the final countdown series. We have parts 1, 2, 3, and 4. Pastor Billy told us that part 5 is available, and he's put them in the mail. We should have them, and hopefully they'll arrive very soon. But there are 5 DVDs in each one. In other parts, Final Countdown Part 1 has 5 DVDs, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 5 is on the way, and certainly these are new. You may have gotten this some years ago, but this is much more detailed than before. And certainly, probably before we get through this, what do you think we'll have? Final Countdown 10, 12, 14? How many will there be?
Man, I don't know, Dr. Matita. I'm up to Volume 5, which is 26 DVDs. The previous study, the whole complete study, was done in 10. And so I'm only up to, I still have 4 signs to go. I still need to go through one world religion, one world government, one world economy, and, of course, the mark of the beast. I haven't touched those yet, and we're up to 26. So that tells you how much more information is on here.
Okay, fine. Well, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
They can reach us at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com, or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to join us live for studies, you're welcome to at sunriselv.com, sunriselv is in LasVegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church, or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And whenever my son and my wife go to the National Religious Broadcasters Association, why, of course, they stop in at Pastor Billy's church there in Las Vegas. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I'd just like to continue with just how ludicrous it is, unfortunately, to believe in the lie of evolution. And again, you need this lie to pull off. It has everything to do, believe it or not, folks, with the last days. It produces that scoffing society. It produces people with a scoffing attitude towards the Bible, so they don't pick it up and find out what's going on in the last days and how to be prepared and what the Antichrist is up to. But it also helps to justify. It produces the wicked society, so everything's get out of control, so we'll call out for a savior, i.e. the Antichrist. And it also is what the Antichrist and other entities who are behind this wicked world system are doing to justify the murder of billions of people on the planet. And you think, well, how could they do that? That's such a horrible, heinous, egregious crime on humanity to do these things that we just talked about. Well, folks, if there is no God, which again is the premise of evolution, then who cares, right? He who has, you know, it's the strongest, the fittest will survive, right? Natural selection. They're just taking it to the ultimate goal. Hitler did the same thing. He was an occultist and an evolutionist. And you won't understand what he did until you understand those two things, okay? And but just a couple more pieces of information. The cell. That each cell, again, they want to say that cells are, there's such a thing as a simple cell, and we evolved from a simple cell out of this goo. And, folks, there is no such thing as a simple cell. I stated earlier, the supposed simplest cell, the paramecium, is more complex than the space shuttle, which was made by a team of designers, the most complex machine we've ever built. But just a cell, when they finally look into it with a micron microscope, it's a literal factory inside that thing. It contains a whole network of interlocking assembly lines. There's protein machines. It's bristling with this high-tech machinery. You can check it out. It's wild. In fact, on the outside of each cell, there's sensors, there's gates, there's pumps, there's identification markers. It's jam-packed with these mini power plants. This is inside the cell. There's automated workshops. There's recycling units. There's miniature monorails inside the cell that whisk materials from one location to another. And this is why, folks, when you take a look at it, it's been said that even the most advanced automated modern factory that man has built with his intelligence and design and engineers with all its computers, with all the robots, all coordinated on a precisely timed schedule, is less complex than the inner workings of a single cell. It's crazy, okay? And this is why researchers are saying, using logic and common sense, stating mathematically, you take a look at mathematical probability, they stated that thinking that all of life came about by random chance of evolution is about as intelligent as saying, if given enough time and chance, that a Scrabble factory could explode enough time until the letters eventually landed to perfectly spell out the book War and Peace, or that a tornado could whip through a junkyard, leaving behind a perfectly formed Boeing 747. And not just you, but you and your entire extended family are more likely to win the lottery every single week for 100 years than it is for a single bacteria to ever form by chance. Did you catch that? Not just you win the lottery every week, not once in a lifetime, every week for 100 years, but you and your entire extended family win the lottery every week for 100 years. That's more plausible. That's more feasible. That's going to happen long before you'll ever see, logically, the chance formation of a single bacteria. And keep in mind, it's not just a single bacteria. Our bodies, again, have 50 trillion cells with our body organs, okay? If you only had evolved, if it were possible, it's not. But if you had only evolved a half of a lung, that's it. That's all you are. You got no brain. You got no heart. There's no limbs. You're just flopping around with a half a lung. How long are you going to survive? It ain't going to happen. If you had, let's say your whole body was together, except you didn't have your lungs evolved yet, how long would you live? Would you procreate? How could you exist? How could you become something else? How could you continue on to evolve into something else? You'll never make it. You have to be there on the scene, fully functioning all at the same time. And, of course, that's exactly how the Bible says God made us. He made us fully functioning right there at the start. In fact, scientists are admitting this. And this is the other thing that they want to do. It's propaganda. Anybody who believes in creation, oh, you're an intellectually inept person. You're a goober. You're an idiot. You're not smart like us. You don't have these big university jobs and degrees. Well, yeah, fat chance keeping your university jobs, because we've also documented that if you speak out against to the contrary of evolution, you're fired, you lose your tenure. If you go to court and even get it back, then you don't get your teaching job anymore. You're basically washing test tubes just to keep your pension. Or in some cases with archaeologists, we've demonstrated this in other stories, studies, actual video evidence, and this is secular information, secular interviews, okay? People are actually fired from their job. One lady was fired because she found something archaeologically that disagreed with evolution. She's now selling flowers. Another gentleman found something that radically disagreed with evolution, and they actually escorted him off the archaeological site at machine gun point. That's not science. That's a cult of cover-up, okay? And that's what they do, folks. And but there are scientists out there that are speaking out, even though a lot of them lose their job.
And one of the things they're talking about is simply, they're not even talking about God, they're talking about intelligent design. There has to be an intelligence behind the design. Now, of course, you and I know that's God, but of course a lot of scientists can't accept that. But at least there is an increasing awareness that there is an intelligent design out there. I think the one thing people have to understand is there is a conspiracy against God today. And it's working at the highest levels of our universities, which is why they ought to be shut down. It's working at the highest levels of our media, which is why it should be shut down. It's working at the highest levels of our government, which is why I fear very soon it may very well be shut down, because, of course, you can't take God out of the equation. And sooner or later, God intervenes, and when he brings his judgment on America, I tremble for this nation. Because God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever, said Thomas Jefferson. It's engraved certainly on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., but you will never hear that quoted. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, that's a whole other study. I got a couple of great videos from my office, Dr. Monteith, called The Rewriting of American History. And it does a great job of doing what they're doing with the National Monument. And what they do is the parts of the traditional national monuments that we used to be able to go into, they've done two things is their technique. They block off those traditional sections, okay, so you can't go there. They're roped off. And the reason why you can't go in there is because when you go in there, you see tons and tons of biblical verses, Bible references, Bible pictures of the founding fathers with the Bible, the Bible this, the Bible that, all over the place. And so they rope it off so you and I don't say, hey, these guys must have been Christians. They, you know, they must have stood on the Bible or they believed in God. And the other thing that they're doing is they're, quote, remodernizing these facilities. And they take these other traditional facilities that are just fine, and adjacent to them, they are building new, updated facilities, which, of course, erases all the other things that they see in the other one. And it's this very slick technique, folks. They're literally rewriting our history right under our noses. But again, let me just share with you just a few of the scientists that are speaking out. And you're right, Dr. Monteith. A lot of these scientists aren't saying, yes, and we believe in the Christian God. I'm not even saying that. But to show you how obtuse this evolutionary mindset is, they refuse to allow any evidence to the contrary. And these guys aren't necessarily saying that, okay, we want God in schools, do all. They're not even saying that. They're just saying common sense and the facts and science are telling us this could not happen by chance. The reason why they don't want that in there, the evolutionists, and they'll even mock and scoff and write off these guys who aren't even pushing God, per se, just dealing with the facts of intelligent design, is because they know that the brain that God gave us has something called logic. And if we start teaching something called intelligent design, then it logically, it implies a designer. And if you realize there's a designer, then you realize logically there must be a God. And they know that. And so even the guys who aren't pushing God but are just trying to get good, solid science out there, they're still trying to even suppress that information. One guy's Charles Town. He's a Nobel Prize winner for physics. And he said this, the more we know about the universe, the more it seems inexplicable without some aspect of intelligent design. And for me, that inspires faith. Alan Sandage, he's a winner of the Crawford Prize in astronomy, he said, I find it quite improbable that such order came out of chaos. There has to be some organizing principle. God to me is a mystery, but it is the explanation for the miracle of existence. Werner Arber, he's a Nobel Prize winner as well, this one for medicine. He said, although a biologist, I must confess, I do not understand how life came about. The possibility of the existence of a creator, of God, represents to me a satisfactory solution to this problem. George Greenstein, he's an astronomer. He said, is it possible that suddenly, without intending to, we have stumbled upon scientific proof for the existence of a supreme being? As we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency must be involved. And Tony Rothman, he's a physicist, he says, when confronted with the order and beauty of the universe and the strange coincidences of nature, it's very tempting to take the leap of faith from science into religion. He said, I'm sure many physicists want to. I only wish they would admit it. A lot of them actually are, but again, it's being suppressed. And what's, again, ironic is the very book that not only tells us that we came from God and God is real and we are his creation is also the same book that says in Romans chapter 1, that his existence is being suppressed by the wickedness of men. And that's what evolution is doing. So that's a whole other sign of that as well. But just very quickly, I just want to highlight one other thing, Dr. Monteith, with what time we have left, and that's this issue. People say, well, okay, gosh, that's pretty convincing scientifically, logic, common sense, that we see all this design, and I agree with you. If I can't believe that a watch with 12 moving parts popped into existence, I don't care how many times the lightning bolt hit it with mud and rocks and rain and erosion, I can't see how our bodies did, or animals, or bacteria. It's okay, you got me on that one. But evolution has to be true, because we know that we've been here for millions and billions of years. No, that's the other line that's being placed upon us. What they don't tell you is there's actually two ways that they typically date and get up their millions and billions of years dating methods. Okay, if you read the Bible, where's the sound, folks? Where's the sound? You read the Bible and you add up the dates and do all your math there accordingly. It's roughly around 6,000 years, which sounds absolutely crazy. But again, you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, people believe it. And the way that they get their millions and billions of years, the first one is called the geological column. Okay, the geologic column, folks, exists, by the way, nowhere in its complete form anywhere on the planet. The only place that you see it in its complete form is in the cartoon, in the textbook. That's it. They don't tell you that. But even if you were to say that that thing was completely real, you take a look at that, and this is that little layer thing of dirt that they, like, here's the Jurassic layer, the Cambrian layer, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And they're all nice and neat and ordered, and they all have their different dates. Like, you know, the Jurassic layer is supposed to be about 200 million years old, and the Cambrian layer is lower, and it's supposed to be 500 million years old. But stop and think about that logically, okay? What scientific data do you have to back up that column? I mean, first of all, how in the world do you know in the first place that that layer, the Jurassic layer, is 200 million years old? How did you know the Cambrian layer is 500 million years old? Was there a date attached to the dirt there? Was it stamped on there? How do you know? Folks, they make it up, okay? And then when you press them, they go, oh, no, no, maybe the numbers, we rounded them up and kind of made them up a little bit, but we know exactly how old they are. And the way that they say we know those layers are 500, 200, whatever million years old, is they say it's because of the index fossils that we find in those layers. And then, but the problem is when you ask them, how old do you know those fossils are? They say, well, we date the fossils by the rock layers. Well, wait a second. So you're telling me that you date the rocks by the fossil, and then you turn around and date the fossils by the rocks. Folks, that's crazy. That's circular reasoning. It's crazy. And they admit it. J.E. O'Rourke from the American Journal of Science says, the procession of life was never witnessed. It is inferred. The rocks do date the fossils, but the fossils date the rocks more accurately. It's crazy, folks. I'm doing it. And he also said, the intelligent layman, you and I, using common sense, had long suspected circular reasoning and the use of rocks to date fossils and fossils to date rocks. The geologist has never bothered to think of a good reply, feeling that the explanations are not worth the trouble as long as the work brings results. Did you catch that? I don't have to give you a response because it agrees with my theory. You made the whole thing up. It's a bunch of baloney. And finally, Dr. Donald Fisher, he's a state paleontologist for New York, and he asked this other guy, Luther Sunderland, he says, how do you date fossils? And his reply was, by the Cambrian rocks in which they're found. And then Sunderland asked him if this is not circular reasoning, to which Fisher replied, direct quote, of course. How else are you going to do it? Folks, I'm not making this up. And you think, well, wait a second. If they don't date it by the geological column, what about all those dating methods? You know, carbon dating and potassium argon and all those other guys. Folks, you tell me if any of those dating methods that they get their millions and billions of years are accurate. Let me give you just creationists give them samples all the time. And they show just how fallacious they are. New wood from actively growing trees was dated 10,000 years. That's 10,000 years off. Shells from living snails were carbon dated as 27,000 years old. That's 27,000 years off. A freshly killed seal was carbon dated as 1,300 years. One part of a mammoth was dated 29,500 years. Another part of the same mammoth, 44,000 years. Of the exact same thing. There's nothing exact about it, folks. Their massive error rate is ridiculous. How would you like to have a 500% error rate next time when you fill out your taxes? If we would go to jail for that, how come these guys get to continue to do this? It's crazy.
Well, Chris, but there is a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. But it's all a lie. Everything is a lie. Pastor Billy, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, a couple more quotes on the dating thing. Probably one of my most, and this is actually printed, folks, in a textbook. So J.B. Birdsell, in his book called Human Evolution, has said this. You tell me this is an exact science, okay? He said, in the last 2 years, an absolute date, now pay attention there, he said absolute date, has been obtained for the Ngandong bed above the Chernobyl bed. And it has a very interesting value of 300,000 years, plus or minus 300,000 years. I'm not making that up. Folks, are you kidding me? It's crazy. Okay, and then what they don't tell you is every one of these dating methods is not only not consistent, but they can be contaminated, okay? Aside from other contamination problems, everything hinges on the unchanging decay rates, okay? And one scientist noted 5 ways that they could be changed. There's nothing consistent about them, folks. He actually changed the decay rate by means of pressure, temperature, electric and magnetic fields, and stress. And he also cited research by Westinghouse Laboratories that changed the decay rate simply by placing inactive iron next to a radioactive lead. Folks, so if you have something that causes pressure or temperature differences or stress or magnetic field or just iron next to it, it can mess up the date. There's nothing consistent about it. Okay. In fact, listen to what this guy said. He said as much as 80% of the potassium in a small sample of an iron meteorite can be removed by distilled water in 4.5 hours. So water can mess it up. Well, wait a second. If there really was a worldwide event called the global flood, and we deal with that with 11 DVDs called The Judge Creation, if there really was that event, then gee whiz, that would, and water can mess up your date? The whole planet would be covered with water. And it would also apply pressure, a temperature, a stress, and do all kinds of things, and boy, that would throw all the dating clocks off. And believe it or not, folks, they even admitted, listen to this quote, Frederick Junema, he said, just one catastrophe, this is a direct quote, just one catastrophe on the planet, such as a worldwide flood, would throw all the dating clocks off. Immense contamination of all radioactive sources would occur. Okay? So, in other words, what they're saying is that if the flood of Noah really happened, and it did, okay, it would guarantee that not one, listen, folks, not one of their goofball dating methods would even close to becoming accurate. And yet, what do? They continue to repeat the lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough. They'll even start brainwashing kids. You talk about brainwashing, you think the Bible's brainwashing you? That's crazy, folks. Nothing compared to what evolution is. In kindergarten, a kid opens a book, and every kid loves dinosaurs. What's the first brainwashing line in there? Millions of years ago. And the whole thing is a bunch of baloney. They know it, they admit it, and they continue to teach it. Why? Because you need to
learn evolution. We're out of time, Pastor Billy. Well, I guess this evening's been Pastor Billy, thank you very much. We'll look forward to having our other programs here real soon. Thank you so very much. And basically, people have to understand there's an organized effort to destroy our belief in God. And we certainly cannot let them do it. We need to bring the truth out. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monty.
Good night. God bless. Okay, God bless. Ladies and gentlemen. Basically, of course, Pastor Billy Crone, we carry parts, Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, and Part 5 should be here in a day or two that was supposed to have been here, actually yesterday. Each one is 5 DVDs, and it's a wonderful teaching. And if you'd like to get them, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You are witnessing, certainly, the fulfillment of prophecy today. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. But, of course, we have to try to do everything we can to get people to understand how it all fits together. That's why I believe my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is important. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it because, of course, it's influenced many people's lives. And certainly, if you certainly do not have a personal relationship with our Lord, hopefully this will point you in that direction. If you do, it will help you to understand how everything fits together. Our number, if you'd like to get Brotherhood of Darkness, 1-800-544-8927, and of course, ordinarily the book retails for $12.95. If you'd like to get a case of them, well, you can get 64 of them at less than $2.40 each. You can sell them, give them away, but what you can do is help us get this book reprinted, and then help us to get it out, because you can change people's lives. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to get either the single copy of Brotherhood of Darkness or a case of them. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the other items we have, certainly. Right now, we think it's so vitally important you understand that the idea of an EMP attack on America is not theoretical. In fact, when you read the hearings where many people have actually analyzed what's going on, certainly high-ranking military people have said it's not a matter of if we're going to have an EMP attack on America, but when there's going to be an EMP attack on America. Let me suggest, certainly, Ambassador Henry Cooper's talk. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's available from Radio Liberty. Let me suggest the 2004 Congressional Commission report. It's available. It's about 60 pages. You can get it off the internet, or you can get it nicely bound from Radio Liberty. The report of the commission to assess the threat of the United States from electromagnetic pulse attack, 2004. And then, of course, we also have the book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloff, who actually for 30 years worked for the Defense Department, and during the latter part of his time he was a senior advisor reporting on policy issues to the Assistant Secretary of Defense, and his book, A Nation Forsaken, is must reading for anybody who wants to understand the very real threat to America and to our population. Pastor Billy was saying that one of the things they want to do is get rid of 90% of the population of the world. That is really very real. You go to the Georgia Guidestones there in Elberton, Georgia. You get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You'll see the pictures. You'll see the gigantic granite stones. We talk about reducing or maintaining the world population in a constant balance and maintaining it less than 500 million. in constant in balance with humanity. And basically, 500 million, over 90% of the world population. Well, basically, if you read the material on the EMP attack, as certainly Ambassador Cooper will tell you, Malachi Maloff will tell you, if you read the book 1 second after, they'll tell you the same thing. And that is, of course, that within 6 months to a year after an EMP attack, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. Within 6 months to a year after an attack, within 90% of the population could be dead. This is not imaginary, it's real. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
It is January 15, 2013. What is this day? It is the day that Obama receives the recommendations from Biden. Or at least that's the story we're given. We're supposed to think that Mr. Biden has been reading all this information, putting it all together, talking to everyone, and then he'll hand it over to the president today. I don't know how many of you listened yesterday to the alleged president on television. I'd like to know your thoughts. I'd like to know if you were as sick as I was watching this man who was obviously very uncomfortable with what he was saying, very insecure, attempting to play the role of the tough guy. He started off by saying, "Today, this is my last press conference of my old term," or whatever. And it was so phony. I mean, it was as if the man is scared. And did you know?